is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Maverick Collective of Population Services International asks rich women to commit to 3 years of work and $1 million. Baltimore police officers sometimes humiliated women who tried to report sexual assault, often failed to gather evidence, and disregarded some complaints filed by prostitutes, the Justice Department has found. Reporters note that neither Clinton nor Trump have much to say about the poor or the fact that the U.S. is the richest country in the world with the highest rate of poverty. Federal judges struck down nearly 30 North Carolina House and Senate districts as illegal racial gerrymanders, but will allow them to be used for elections this November. On federal minimum wages, Trump now says he favors $10 per hour. Clinton says she favors $12 per hour. In New York City, broadband internet averages $55 per month, and 25% of all households and 50% of all households making less than $20,000 per year have service at home. Employees at Duke, Johns Hopkins, Vanderbilt, and the University of Pennsylvania have joined others in suing their universities over claims that their retirement plans were charged excessive fees by advisors. A proposed ballot measure to raise Arizona's hourly minimum wage to $12 by 2020, up from the current $8.05, may be in trouble after a judge ruled that many circulators who collected signatures for the measure were ineligible to do so. There is not a single state where a full-time worker earning the minimum wage can rent a market-rate one-bedroom apartment for 30% or less of their income, according to the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. And more than 11 million households spend more than half of their income on rent. Circuit Court in West Virginia placed an injunction on that state's so-called right-to-work legislation, the Workplace Freedom Act. The law is being challenged in the courts by several of the state's labor unions. America Rising Squared, an arm of the Republican opposition research group America Rising, has been stalking 350.org environmental activist Bill McKibben and MAGA environmental funder Tom Steyer in order to paint them as hypocrites. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.